The Warriors putting on a show with Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson leading the charge against the Hornets. Curry with 6 first quarter three-pointers, a blistering start as he finished with a game-high 39 points and 11 total trays, all in 30 minutes. Klay would drain 6 threes en route to 29 points on the evening as Kevin Durant motored his way to 18 points to go with 8 rebounds and 8 assists, while Draymond Green grabbed 10 boards and had 8 points with a pair of trays as the Warriors blast off for the 126-111 win. Here's Steph and KD.
The way we started the game by moving the ball and everybody was touching it and we found the open guy, whether it was me, Klay, KD, JaVale, you know, roll to the rim, you know, Draymond playmaking, everybody was involved and we were taking care of the ball. And you build confidence that way, you know, in the first part of the first quarter, and it's pretty much contagious at that point. So it was fun to be out there and do what we did tonight.
Steph, in your last 2 years playing against the Hornets, you were averaging just under 35 points and shooting over 60% from three. Is there something about playing this team? Or is it just you're just hot at the right time?
No, I mean, there's no question. When I go to Charlotte, I kind of get a different buzz just being at home. But other than that, every game I try to have that kind of, you know, attitude. I'm going to play well. Shoot the ball well, be aggressive, trying to make stuff happen. You know, you just find different openings against different teams for whatever reason. So it's always cool, obviously, to see my dad on the sidelines, you know, commentating the game on their end and, you know, get a little juice from that too. But other than that, just make shots.
You think it helps, you know, playing in front of your dad like that? Or is that just kind of a one-off?
No, I don't take those opportunities for granted because this is an unbelievable opportunity to play the game that he played for 16 years in the NBA and carry on, you know, that name in the league. And even with my brothers doing down in Dallas, we don't take for granted that we're all still in the family business. So, yeah, when I see him, I kind of do appreciate that night a little more than others just because of what he means to my basketball career and my life.
Steph, two questions. Do you try to impress your dad when he's there watching you live? And what do you tell Marvin Williams after a move like that?
Don't start that, bro. I don't try to impress him. The only good thing is for my senior year in high school when he was our coach, I got to hear him in my ear all the time criticizing, you know, all the bad plays, turnovers, and stuff like that. He's muted in my world in that sense because he's got to stay neutral, and I don't hear what he says during the game, but I get to see him, so I get the best of both worlds in that regard. It was just nice.
39 points and no free throws is a pretty rare feat in the NBA. You've had a lot of big scoring nights before, probably had nights where you didn't shoot any free throws, but when you score that many points and never get to the line, was tonight any different? Did it feel any different because of that?
Well, yeah, because my first 11 shots, I think like 9 of them were threes, and was making a lot of them. It was finding, you know, the opening, so I didn't have to really – when I was driving, I was able to find other guys for open shots and wasn't really trying to finish at the rim much, just the way the game went. I think last year in Orlando – I only shot 2 free throws and had 50-something. So it's weird when those kind of nights happen when you can just get it all from the field and continue to find a rhythm and a flow and just keep making shots.
Kevin, at one point I saw you cover your mouth kind of in awe when Steph hit one of those. Still amazing you at this point in the season.
No, that was a great move. I think it amazed, you know, it caught everybody by surprise. I think that's when crossover shot a little step back in the first half. That was a great move, you know. He got it cooking today to start early on, got it cooking. And we kind of rode the wave from there, man. It was a great start for us and kind of dictated the rest of the game. So, you know, he started us off, man.
You've been out there when Steph's hot. You've been out there when Klay's hot. But tonight they both went for 26 in the same half. What's it like when both are going like that at the same time?
When shooters get it going like that, man, it's tough to stop. And, you know, we just try to screen for them and make the correct passes and keep going to them, man. And they stayed hot. They made the correct plays as well, both of them with 8 assists, you know, and one turnover apiece. You know, it's great basketball. So when they get it going, we just try to find them as much as we can.
Because you are a scorer, to have two guys on your team like this that can do what they did tonight, is that kind of a, I don't know, like a luxury? Is that something that you really enjoy knowing that you have that to lean on?
Yeah, it is good. You know, it's just they open it up for everybody else, you know, and they're shooting spaces to floor. Opens up driving lanes for everybody. And when they got it going, you know, especially in transition, you know, it just the floor is just wide open. So, you know, they move without the basketball really well. And, you know, once they see a few go in, it's going to be a long night.
KD, what makes this team the way they play offensively? What makes it fun? What makes it fun to play in?
I just think everybody touches the ball. We, you know, any given night, someone can go off and make, you know, 11 threes. You know, and I feel like on this team, a lot of people can get it going. And if you got it going, we're going to keep going to you. And that's a great way to play. It's a fun way to play. It kind of makes us unpredictable. So, you know, Clay and Steph got it going tonight, and we kind of followed their lead and, you know, got a good win.
Steve mentioned Clay's passing, and Clay had 8 assists, which for him is, you know, it's a career high, I think.
Nice.
How is his, when he passes like that, how does it make you guys that much harder to defend, or how does it change your offense?
I mean, you know, when he's going downhill and getting into the paint and drawing so many people, you know, he just, you know, he's a great passer when he gets into the paint and kicks out. So that's something that's underrated about his game, is that he's a really good passer. But most of the time, you know, he's roaming around the three-point line and moving without the ball and getting good shots. And, you know, when he catches and shoot it, you know, that's really what, how he plays. But he got in the pick and roll a little bit tonight, was catching and driving, and was able to find some guys. And, you know, having JaVale, him and JaVale have a nice connection with the lobs. And, you know, he made a few passes for some threes. So, you know, that's just from our offense moving, bodies moving, and making correct passes and play and making the right play every time. So he had a great game.
Steph's, I think, 26 of 42 the last three games from three. He's bumped his percentage, I think, up 2 percentage points.
That's crazy.
From a shooter, a high-volume shooter, like how tough is it this late in the season to bump your three-point percentage 2 points in three games?
It is tough. You know, it is tough. You know, but if you shot 11 for 15, what did he shoot last game?
9 of 15.
That'll do it. Yeah, 9 of 15, that'll do it. You know, he's shooting threes like guys shoot twos, you know what I mean? And shoot, you know, you're making them that much. And that's, sorry, my math is not really good. But if you're shooting in the 40s and you end up probably shooting 65, 70%, this late in the season, it definitely will, you know, help your averages. And, you know, so he's got it going right now. You know, we got to continue to feed him and continue to play off of him. And, you know, he's opening up for everybody else.
Katie, you had a few nifty passes, you know, some dimes. We've seen you block shots, we've seen you dunk. Where do dimes rank on your list of accomplishments?
It's pretty fun getting an assist, especially a flashy one, I guess. And you know, the way this team moves and the way the offense is set, that anybody can make, you know, can get 8 assists, you know, can have a high number of assists on this team. So just try to make the correct play. Seeing guys were hot early on, so shots that, you know, probably were good shots for me, I can pass up and get it, you know, a better shot. So it's all about just, you know, finding my way and making the right play and just continue to play within the offense. And, you know, I feel like I've grown in that area as a passer. So just trusting my skills, trusting my work, and, you know, like I said, make the right play.
Now the Warriors hit the road with 2 games in store. First up, a game Thursday evening in Los Angeles against the Clippers at Staples Center. And then Saturday, they will take on the Kings in Sacramento. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.